37ページの上から5行目、はい、In your society, you have insisted on making childbearers responsible for child raising, with the result that you've made not only the process of parenting very difficult, but distorted many of the energies surrounding the sexual act as well. Could you explain? Yes.Many humans have observed what I've observed here, namely that a good many humans, perhaps most, are not truly capable of raising children when they are capable of having them. However, having discovered this, humans have put in place exactly the wrong solution. Rather than allow younger humans to enjoy sex and, if it produces children,have the elders raise them, yet you tell young humans not to engage in sex until they are ready to take on the responsibility of raising children. You have made it wrong for them to have sexual experiences before that time, and thus have created a taboo around what was intended to be one of life's most joyful celebrations. Of course, this is a taboo,to which offspring will pay little attention, and for good reason. It is entirely unnatural to obey it. Human beings desire to couple and copulate as soon as they feel the inner signal, which says they are ready. This is human nature. Yet their thought about their own nature will have more to do with what you, as parents, have told them,than about what they are feeling inside. Your children look to you to tell them what life is all about. So, when they have their first urges to pick at each other, to play innocently with each other, to explore each other's differences, they will look to you for signals about this. Is this part of their human nature good?Is it bad? Is it approved of? Is it to be stifled, held back, discouraged? It is observed that what many parents have told their offspring about this part of their human nature has had its origin in all manner of things. What they were told, what religion says, what their society thinks, everything except the natural order of things. In the natural order of your species, sexuality is budding at anywhere from age 9 to age 14. From age 15 onward, it is very much present and expressing in most human beings. Thus begins a race against time, with children stampeding toward the fullest release of their own joyful sexual energy.And parents stampeding to stop them. Parents have needed all the assistance and all the alliances they could find in this struggle, since, as has been noted, they are asking their offspring to not do something that is every bit a part of their nature. So adults have invented all manner of familial, cultural, religious, social, and economicpressures, restrictions, and limitations to justify their unnatural demands of their offspring. Children have thus grown to accept that their own sexuality is unnatural. How can anything that is natural be so shamed, so always stopped, so controlled, held at bay, restrained, bridled, and denied?Well, I think you are exaggerating a bit here. Don't you think you are exaggerating? Really, what do you think is the impact on a 4 or 5 year old child when parents won't even use the correct name for certain of their body parts? What are you telling the child about your level of comfort with that, and what you think theirs should be?Yes, Ern, indeed. Well, we just don't use those words, as my granny used to say. It is just that wee-wee and your bottom sounds better. Only because you have so much negative baggage attached to the actual names of these body parts that you can barely use the words in ordinary conversation. At the youngest ages, of course, children don't know why parents feel this way, but merely are left with the impression, the often indelible impression, that certain body parts are not okay and that anything having to do with them is embarrassing, if not wrong. As children grow older and move into their teens, they may come to realize that this is not true. But then they are told in very clear terms about the connection between pregnancy and sexuality, and about how they will have to raise the children they create. And so they now have another reason for feeling that sexual expression is wrong, and the circle is complete. What this has caused in your society is confusion, and not a little havoc, which is always the result of fooling around with nature. You have created sexual embarrassment, repression, and shame, which has led to sexual inhibition, dysfunction, and violence. You will, as a society, always be inhibited about that over which you are embarrassed, always be dysfunctional with behaviors which have been repressed, and always act out violently in protest of being made to feel shame about that over which you know in your heart you should never have felt shame at all. ここまででした。